Home away from home. That's what the city of New Orleans is for NPR producer Walter Ray Watson. He has family ties to the city and got married there. After a recent trip to the Crescent City, he offered these thoughts.
It all starts wheels down at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. No more flights leave this place tonight. The airport stores and restaurants closed, dark, still. At curbside, there's hardly any of the usual traffic. There aren't as many people waiting for shuttles, for taxis. Few black men helping with bags. Even fewer black people anywhere outside this airport. It's rapidly becoming for me that post-apocalyptic scene in the movies, where the attack, or the virus, or the meteor has chased away all the locals. Later, after checking into my hotel, where there's no food or beverage service, I go out into the city to hunt and gather at the scarce restaurants that remain open after 10:30. This is nighttime in a nighttime town, once vibrant, a myriad of scenes and scene makers. At least for now, it's a place with just lights out. By the time I fall asleep, I'm wondering who will be around, who will appear in these streets when I awake. So, this Storyville, what does this mean? The question crackles through a cabbie's brusque, thick Russian accent. I tell him it was part of New Orleans made famous by prostitution more than a century ago. Oh, they used to play jazz music there, too. My driver doesn't so much acknowledge this new information as tuck it away like a little gold tooth, waiting for the chance to flash it on his next customer. In seconds, it's clear he has absolutely no clue about the streets he's driving. But for him, like me, it's territory that's certainly full to bursting with history, some of it obvious and vivid, but a lot of it lost and best forgotten. And making my way into this New Orleans, my first time since September 2004, it feels like a lot of memories and history have been washed away, leaving behind a huge ring of downed trees, roof shingles, dust, debris. Ghosts. And then I see them, flattened, bloated, knocked off their foundations, blocks and blocks of the lonely houses in the lower Ninth Ward. As I drive around, I fall into my own silence, a stunning, spontaneous grieving. I can barely sense the boisterous, southern-fried, gothic, drink-till-you-drop, let-the-good-times-roll charm. The occasional snatches of live brass or canned and itchy Zydeco music blaring from the souvenir shops rise and fall dead again quickly. There's rows upon rows of cars, bruised, dried-up, abandoned carcasses beneath the I-10 overpass. They rest like sleeping dogs waiting for their master's return from the darkness. Where are they? The folks heading to work, leaving from work, loafing instead of work, making work out of nearly nothing perceptible to the eye? When I walk down the streets of the French Quarter, I'm not sure whether the eyes that follow me think they're seeing me as a survivor, a celebrity, or a suspect. This is supposedly still a majority black city, but somehow I stand out where I used to blend in. A waiter, a young black New Orleanian, tells me his family's lost everything, and they're scattered to other cities. They hope to reconnect in Las Vegas. He's decided to leave this place too. Says, there's nothing for me here now, except memories, and I carry them with me all the time. I know what he means.
Walter Ray Watson is the senior producer of this program.